is right at the end of chapter one. Catherine has made out her will and has been discovered in her infirmary by Anne Smith, and Anne is trying to get her back to bed.
Anne Smith is her friend.
Is her friend. She's a lay sister who's living in the convent. She's a widow. And Catherine is telling her what's going on. And Catherine says, "There were men in the church tonight. I want to see what villainy they've wrought." "Soldiers? I only saw their torches as they went past the reading room. I thought they were coming for us, but they went on through." Catherine folded the parchment twice, tied it with string, and sealed the bow with a button of soft wax. "Mother Christina says she will barricade herself in her chamber if they come into the convent. We'll see how firm she stands when a blade's at her throat. She's the one who has brought us to this." A pain wormed across Catherine's forehead. "The king's secretary has done it, not mother." Anne shrugged. "Don't be angry. Cromwell doesn't act without the forms of law. All he needed was a word of suspicion. I don't blame her. I just say how things are." The pain went flat. Anne was right. "You're free to go if you want." "Go where? With the others?" Anne shook her head. "What a choice these men give us. The devil in the deep blue sea. I am decided. If I'm not allowed to practice physic, I have no life. And I've promised Mother Christina to stand by her." "You'd better hide that parchment, then. Even the drawings could put you under charge of dealing with the devil these days." Catherine pushed her stool to the outside wall and stepped up onto it. A door hinge squeaked somewhere outside, and Anne pinched the light to death. A flicker. A footfall. Steps hurrying by. A swish of cloth. Then nothing. Catherine clung to the stone, and after a few minutes in the dark, Anne lit another candle with her flint, but she tinted it with her shawl. She pushed her ear against the doorframe. "Is anyone in the walk?" whispered Catherine. Anne shook her head. "Was that a man, do you think?" "No telling." Catherine stretched to the seam where the wall met the curve of the roof. There was a narrow gap in the corner, just wide enough. She pushed the will in as far as it would go and hopped down. "Is it concealed?" Anne nodded. "Now, show me where these men were." "They came from the nave, but they went out the other way, toward the river, either through the refectory or the guardrobe." The two women inched the door open. They were alone. Catherine trotted around the walk, Anne close behind, into the dark church. It was still full night. "I cannot see my hand before my face," Catherine whispered, and Anne raised the candle, but its small halo was lost in the vast shadows of the nave. They skidded from pillar to pillar. The space was empty, the double front doors barred, as they always were at night. Catherine pulled at the latch, but the bar was solid. The rooster tried out his morning song. "Are you certain they came from the church?" said Anne. "I thought so. I was sure so. But perhaps my ears deceived me in the dark. I see no way a person could have entered this way. They went out the back. Maybe they came in that way. Did they have a key? I saw nothing but the light as they passed by. It makes no sense." The flame trembled in a sudden breeze and went out. They felt their way across the nave to the sanctuary, where the air was still, and Catherine held the candle while Anne sparked it to life once more. The flame cast its circle of gold as high as the carved angels above them, who threw long winged shadows across the arches, their slender arms grasping at nothing. The saints stood, palms clasped together in their niches, and the stained glass of the windows winked. Catherine said, "All seems well, thank God, for now. If all is well, we should go back. Perhaps it was only the sexton. That was not the sexton in the walk just now. Come on to bed." Anne tugged Catherine's sleeve. "We will need our strength soon." Nodding, Catherine turned, but she glanced up and the candle dropped from her hand. Flames splattered and bubbled across the pavers. "My God," Catherine cried out, leaping backward. Anne gasped. Even in the dark, they could see the gap above them, a great blank space. Their altarpiece, with its blue Madonna and child, was gone.